This is Dylan McGee, and it's high time you woke up, kid. Today we're wrapping up our discussion on the answer to this question. God made Adam and Eve holy and happy. Did they stay that way? Of course, the answer is no. They sinned against God. That's a pretty deep subject to talk about, and it isn't a lot of fun. So let's have a ridiculous joke of the day before we go any further.
Hey, Owen.
What's up?
I try not to tell dad jokes.
Okay.
But when I do, he thinks they're funny.
Hey guys, I hope you're having an awesome Friday. We are wrapping up our week focused on the fact that God made Adam and Eve holy and happy, but they didn't stay that way because they sinned against God. They were created completely sin-free, and because there was no sin, they were completely happy. But they chose to disobey God. They did what they wanted to do instead of doing what God told them to do. Their sin changed everything. They were no longer completely holy. They were no longer completely happy. Sin made life harder and more dangerous, and because of their sin, they wouldn't get to live forever. One day, they would grow old and die. Death became real because of sin, and not just for Adam and Eve, but for everyone. Adam and Eve would one day die because of their sin, and so would every other human who would ever be born. Romans 5:12 says, "By Adam, sin entered the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, all people, for that all have sinned." Adam brought sin and death into the world, and we all followed him. We all sin, and we all will one day die. Verse 19 in that same chapter says that by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. Adam disobeyed, so all of his descendants, his children, his grandchildren, his great-great-grandchildren, all the way down to us, all humans were natural-born, guilty sinners who deserve to be separated from God forever. That's the consequences of our sin. Adam was the first one, and by him, all of that was passed on to all of us. We're sinners who deserve to be separated from God forever. But in the same way, by one man's obedience, many shall be made righteous. That's the rest of what verse 19 teaches. By one man's obedience, many shall be made righteous. That means right with God. This means that because Jesus obeyed the Father and died on the cross, many people can turn away from their sin, put their trust in Jesus, and be made right with God. Adam's disobedience messed everything up, but Jesus' obedience made everything right again. No one has to be separated from God. Everyone has the chance to be right with God again. Anyone who repents and trusts Jesus to save them will be rescued from their sin. They'll be made right with God. They'll be adopted into his family, and they will get to live with him forever. The fact that Adam and Eve sinned and lost their holiness and happiness is sad. But the fact that Jesus obeyed so we could be rescued is beautiful and happy and exciting, especially for those of us who have been rescued by Jesus. If you haven't been adopted into God's family yet, it's time to wake up. It's time to turn away from your sin. It's time to trust Jesus. It's time to talk to somebody about that really soon. And I'm praying that you will. Hey, I hope you have an awesome weekend. I'll talk to you next week.